Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival. I'm Angela Cerbi, and I'm here with Sabrine Sarabi, the director of Prelude. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your film is in competition here at the festival, and it's a drama about a passion that becomes an obsession. This is what I understood. So this kid pianist is in an academy for becoming to be selected to go to the junior school in New York. This doesn't happen. We don't say why. And then his love for music becomes like rots a little bit. It changes in himself. I don't want to say more, but what was fascinating for you on this subject, you know, when you made the film? What was the key and intriguing element for you in the story?
The key element for me was to tell a portrait of a generation which is confronted with freedom, mm-hmm. and how they deal with that freedom. So in the Western world, when you have really a lot of opportunities and possibilities and you can become whatever you want to and do whatever you want to, and what's happening with you at the... Is that a freedom that is really a freedom, or what does this freedom actually mean?
And why do you think that the milieu of music was the best place to tell the story?
In the beginning, I had a lot of different thoughts about where it could play. I also thought about an economy school because I think it's a very universal problem for a generation. And I think what I found interesting is that you could, with the means of the sound and the music, and which is very cinematic, you can work with a sphere that is developing. So you have the music pieces, but then at the same time they go into his head, and they are part of this physical experience for the audience as well. And so it wasn't the subject of being a musician, but more the cinematic aspect
of it. Yeah, actually, your film, I have to say, is really stylish in terms of production, in terms of art direction too. And there are a couple of moments of, as you say, where the music becomes not just only music that is like a commentary to what you see, but becomes something much more obsessive, much more aggressive too, in terms of the audience, mm-hmm. you know. And this goes on together with the changing of the character in the film. Was it easy for you to convey to the actors what was the development story-wise of the film? Because, you know, the lead actor starts being like a nice kid and becomes mm-hmm. like a weird young man going on.
Yeah, but it was interesting for me to hear. We had a screening and Lewis was at the Q&A, and then he said that he didn't really have a lot of questions because he was learning the piano. That he had a lot of lessons and he practices 4 to 5 hours a day. And he said that it didn't really appear to him to ask anything anymore because he was identifying
himself into the character.
This character so much.
The thing is that the film starts in this Academy of Music, which is a very secluded world, like with different rules, different hierarchies, different also pace in life. And he seems to fit there. The character doesn't seem to need more than this, mm-hmm. because he's very focused, very, maybe too focused. And this being too focused in why the film develops, turn him to be obsessive about things. And it's weird the way that at some points the real world just jumps in. Because when he leaves the academy, we have like a part of the film which mm-hmm. is in real world, which is completely different. And he also seems to be fitting in as well. But we are not sure. So how did you work on creating this kind of imbalance in feelings that would be... Because we think that before he was happy in the school, then he seems to be also happy having left the school, but it's not very clear, which is intriguing actually. So how did you work in building up the story through the end and passing through the real life part?
I don't know yet what you mean.
No, I mean this the fact he is very comfortable being in the school because he's very focused. But then he leaves the school, he goes back to his mom's, and he seems like a different guy.
Okay.
But we know that it's not exactly like this. Why did you choose to have this passage?
Ah, okay, I see. Because for me it was important to, like, he made a break and then you could think there could be hope for him, and he just leaves everything and it doesn't matter if you don't be, then he doesn't become a pianist and it's fine. But it isn't fine, and I think that's why I wanted to have the opportunity to show there could be something else actually for him.
I understand. I have one last question about, I mean, before, at the beginning of the interview, you were talking about freedom, that you wanted to show how that generation can use freedom, can either enjoy or be crushed by freedom. Do you think that the fact of him being a pianist was the choice going towards freedom, or it was something that was taking freedom away from him?
Well, in general, I don't think that music is taking away your freedom. It's just the way that I think how the conservatory deals with it, or how he deals with his teachers, is that is making him unfree, because he's making him self-dependent on the outside a lot, and that's difficult, because where do you say it doesn't matter what the outside says, and how free can you be in just saying I don't care what the others say, and that I don't think there's an answer to that.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks out to Sabrina Sarabi, the director of Prelude here at the Torino Film Festival in competition. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you very much.
Thank you too.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.